Joe Taylor's in studio with us right now, trying to put headphones onto his head, but that's okay. You got our only other good pair of headphones. It's because you're our special guest.
I feel flattered. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Welcome to Southern California. Not for the first time, right?
Oh, no. I've been here a few times.
Right.
Yeah.
So what brings you to Southern California this time?
That's a good question. I've been actually doing some performing, so I'm going to be... I've done a few dates already in the Central Valley in California, so I've moved my way down here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be playing at Molly Malone's tomorrow night. Show starts at 7:50, $10 at the door.
There you go.
There you go.
Have you been there before? Is it a rad place to see a show, or we'll find out? We'll find out then.
That's a good question. No, it's a pretty rad place. I've been there before. It's like an Irish kind of pub, but it's got a, but with awesome sound system.
Nice.
Great room. So it's going to be fun. A lot of beer, too. The beer is pretty impressive.
Really? You dig on your craft beer?
I do, but only after I sing, though.
Oh, of course, naturally. Again, Joe Taylor in studio. The record that I'm holding in my hand right now is called Anything's Possible. We just played a song off of that record. You are from New York now, but originally from where?
I'm originally from Toronto, so I am a Canadian.
Right. And you decided to relocate to the United States mainly for music?
Yeah, it was more for music. There was a few more opportunities down here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with a few more people, you get a few more opportunities. So New York was it.
I figured, if you're an artist, I mean, it's got to be where it's at. I mean, you talk about opportunity. I mean, you're thinking about New York and you're thinking about Los Angeles, really, for the most part, right?
Exactly.
Not too far off, although, artists are relocating to, like, Nashville now. And other places like that, there's a scene in Austin, there's a scene up there in Oregon, I believe. Really not sure.
It's funny. All these places are relevant. They're kind of all pieces of the puzzle.
Right.
And, so.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So you're here playing shows up and down the West Coast now, and it's just you. It's just solo acoustic. Is that what people can expect?
Yes. For this gig coming up, though, it's going to be a band show. I'm going to have some of the top guys, some of the top players in LA will be sitting in with me. I'm so lucky.
Oh, really?
To have them.
Who are these people, and how did you link up with them?
That's cool. Well, I'm going to be... these are just guys that I actually... Some of the guys I used to record with. I hooked up with them through my producer, Matthew Spindell. He's the... He's actually Rick Springfield's producer.
And that's the guy who helped produce
this.
Yeah, the Anything's Possible
record. Anything's
Possible. Yeah, wow, my goodness. And where was it recorded at?
In a place called, from my other producer, his name is Jeff Gross, at Red Road Music somewhere in the valley. He's referred to as the guy with the studio in the valley.
Oh, really?
That's what people refer to him as, because like a ton of people know who he is.
Right.
It'll be like, oh yeah, that guy. They don't know his name, but it's like, that guy in the studio in the valley.
Right.
So
aren't there like a ton of studios in the valley?
Yeah, but he's that guy.
He's the guy.
He is the guy. Though.
Amazing. So the record sounds great.
Well, thank you.
On the back, it does say it came out sometime around 2011.
Yeah.
All of these tracks are rad, and you actually do give writing credits to some other people on this record. Some of these songs you didn't write.
Some of them I didn't. We made a quick decision. Not a quick decision, but we did make a decision. We could have an album that has, three or four really good songs and the rest are okay.
Yeah.
Or we could have the entire album sounding absolutely fabulous. And we're going to bring on a couple of other writers to do some co-writings. There's a guy, his name is Matt Bizinet. He's a very great bass player. He's a major session guy. His brother Greg is a great drummer.
Right.
And so Matt wrote three of the songs. And I want to congratulate Matt because he has taken over. He is now Elton John's bass player.
No way.
Yeah, he's doing all the background vocals of most of them. And he's playing bass on a few of the tracks. And,
cool.
But I want to give a shout out to him.
Well, let's play a song right now real fast while it's top of mind. We're going to play it off the new Joe Taylor record. It is track, let me count this out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's track 6, Better With Our Clothes Left On. Now, this was written by Matt.
This is Matt's song, yeah.
Matt's song, but performed awesomely
by thank you.
Joe Taylor and friends. Yes. So we'll play this off the Anything's Possible record and then more from our Pearl Street studios in just a second with Joe Taylor, KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM.
smile on my face, and it seems so strange. It's better with our clothes left on.
Thanks for listening to Laguna's only FM, KX 93.5.
Raise your glass as the plane touches down. Here's to another train outward bound. Only say what he wants to hear. Yesterday's lost as the silence grows near. I don't know what you say, but it all rings out of my head. So just go, walk away. I'm tired of taking the lies that all break on. Shattered and broken as the roof falls in. Silence can hide behind the walls so thin. Wheels run dry from the dream broken down. Can't touch the skies with your feet on the ground. I don't know what you say, but it all rings out of my head. So just go, walk away. I'm tired of taking the lies that all break on me, yeah. Lately it's hard to put my head down. My thoughts are racing, escaping unfound. The quiet sets in, the loneliness calls. A picture of hope fades on the wall. I don't know what you say, but it's still. Go, walk away, yeah. I'm tired of taking the lies that'll break on me.
As the song was playing, Joe Taylor is singing behind the scenes in the studio. That's Joe Taylor with Walk Away, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. You have an amazing voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Let me ask you this before we rip into a song live in studio. What type of music did you like grow up listening to?
I grew up with the Beatles and Led Zeppelin, and I listened to a lot of Journey.
Do you?
Yep.
Is that what like your folks were listening to, like growing up and stuff in Toronto?
Yeah. Right? Well, they weren't listening so much to the Led Zeppelin.
No.
But yeah, you know, they listened to all sorts of stuff from that era. So.
Some of that early stuff that was an influence on Joe Taylor himself. So you have a show coming up soon again, a presence on the internet, and where can people find your stuff again?
Yes. So it's at Molly Malone's. It's going to be this Thursday.
Sorry, that was so many questions. I was like, where's the show? What's your website? Sorry.
No problem.
And slow it down here.
No problem. No, it's $7.50, so get there. $10 at the door. And my website is joetaylorofficial.com.
Joetaylorofficial.com. Are you on Twitter, my friend?
I am.
We love tweeting.
Okay, Joe T. Official.
Right. Joe T. Official. You can tweet at the radio station. We are at KX935. You did bring a beautiful guitar. What guitar do you play?
It's a Takamine.
There you go. And that's just because it feels good. You know,
yeah.
Have you played the other instruments and you're like, you know what? Takamine. That's the one for me.
Thus far, it's a great guitar. But honestly, I've been eyeing a Taylor.
Yeah. They're local Southern California. Well, down in San Diego, Taylor Guitars. I have a couple friends who work for them in some capacity. I always wanted to go down to the guitar plant or wherever.
Those are awesome guitars. My guitar has been very good to me though, so she's been great.
Excellent. So you're in studio, we have you here. We'd love to hear a song live if you don't mind.
Sure. I'd love to play my title track
again. The record's available to the general public right now. Anything's possible, and I imagine you're about to play
possible.
Okay. All right. KX93.5, Joe Taylor in studio, whenever you're ready, man.
Burned a shadow on my bedroom floor as I wonder what it all is for. Does it all add up to nothing? Turns away love behind the store. Shut it down because I want it more. This world will wait for no one. Rolling waves crash as I come up for air, while it leaves me barely breathing. Lonely days pass, I dare too much to care, when I am too blind to see that I have wasted all this time playing fool. Like a new man, is it possible to believe in love again? Because it's forever, ever after, spinning faster or disaster. Is it possible to fly plane and find some place to land? Tearing down a photo on the wall, crush my building with a single goal. There's a heart there in the rubble, leaving my best defense on the fence. Pick up broken pieces, made in a puzzle incomplete, and I have wasted all this time playing cool. Will I ever, ever, ever make a last stand like a new man? Is it possible to forever, ever after, spinning by stubborn? disaster. Is it possible to fly this plane and find some place to land? Planted flowers in my bedroom floor, still can't figure what it all is for. Will I ever, ever, ever make a last stand like a new man? Is it possible to believe in love? Believe in love, it's forever, ever after, spinning faster. What desire?
Man, oh man, that's good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Glad
you're welcome.
You liked it.
I'm assuming the song's over. I just popped in right there.
Yeah, that was the end. Yeah,
right, dude,
you got it.
Amazing. You could really wail on those vocals, especially at the end right there. That was good stuff. Joe Taylor in studio, member supported KX93.5 right here in Laguna Beach. If you're a new listener, you could be a member of the radio station. You could even donate. It's a tax write off. We're a nonprofit entity right here in Southern California. Again, member supported, listener supported. Is just that. Joe Taylor, that was freaking rad. That song was called Possible. Off the record, Anything's Possible, which is available right now. How many releases and or CDs could people purchase from you if like they hit up your website and stuff?
They could get as many as they want.
As many CDs as they want.
I know, I'm just being a joker. I'm sorry. I actually have two. I've got an acoustic album that I put out a few years earlier, which is called Try. They can get that on CD Baby, or they can just go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever they want. And then, of course, this as well.
Uh-huh. Good stuff, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Absolutely. So what's on the horizon now when it's all said and done? You're playing Southern California. Molly Malone's coming up soon. Yeah. And then... driving around the country more?
Yeah, well, after that, I head to Vegas. I'm going to do some shows there, a couple of things there. And then after that, I come back to L.A., fly to Chicago, do some shows there. And then I'm going to be, later on this summer, I'm going to be opening up for Rick Springfield at the Paramount in Huntington.
Beautiful.
July 13th. So
beautiful.
Any Springfield fans, come on out and see it. It's going to be fun.
I hear that Toronto coming out in your voice.
A little bit.
It comes out.
I got to keep a little bit of it.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. You got to stay humble and it's close to your roots.
Exactly. You do realize I'm considered a traitor up in Canada the way I talked.
Really?
Like, oh, you don't have Canadian accent anymore. You're finished.
You know,
I'm a man without a country, man. I'm kind of in between.
It's lucrative to some artists, I guess, stay in Canada because don't they have like rules like 30% of the talent that they play on radio has to be from Canada or something like that?
They do have those rules.
Yeah.
However, some of the biggest bands in Canada that would do ridiculous numbers in Canada.
Yeah.
They would be lucky to draw 100 people in New York or
Isn't
LA.
Isn't that a trip, man? They're like multi-platinum in their native country, and then they come
That's
back
right.
here, and they're playing like the smallest of venues.
That's the reason why I moved to the United States. There you go, right there.
There you go. Joe Taylor, right here in studio. It's just me and him, and it's kind of a treat for me because he's playing basically right in front of my face. So that song was awesome. Can I get another one out of you, my friend?
Of course.
And again, if there's anything you ever want to touch on or... say to the public, you know?
Absolutely. I could talk a little bit about this next song if you'd like.
Please, give us the backstory
okay.
here, Joe.
All right, so when you're living in New York and you're living in L.A., there you kind of got two different ways you kind of do things. In New York, it's like, hey, I got to get it done now, right away, no holding back, let's do it now. In L.A., it's different. L.A.'s got its own vibe. We'll get to it when we're ready.
Right.
And so this song is called Tired of Waiting. I wrote this with a great friend of mine, Hillary Bernstein. My production guys were kind of, you know, they weren't moving as quickly as I would have liked. And so we came up with this song, and we wrote it in probably 15, 20 minutes.
Beautiful. Again, if you missed, I guess, the first half of our, you know, interview here, the podcast will be available soon on kx935.com. But again, Joe Taylor in studio whenever you're ready, man.
Tired of waiting just to sit in here while you're pissing away time. Tired of waiting, you can waste all yours, but you won't waste mine. I'm tired of making every excuse while you're playing with your I'm tired of waiting on you. So get off your ass if you're gonna do something. Right on my way if you want to, nothing. And I make this clear, if you need specifics, ship up or your ship or drowned in the Pacific. I'm waiting on you. I'm tired of taking shit chicken nitpicking imperfections. Tired of faking, holding my tongue when my patience says no debating. Yes and then and no and taking your directions. Tired of waiting on you. So get off your ass if you're gonna do something. Right on my way if you want to, nothing. I'm waiting. And I make this clear, if you need specifics, ship up or your ship or drowned in the Pacific. I'm waiting on you. So tired, 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 tired. No, no, so get off your ass if you're gonna do something. Right on my way if you want to, nothing. I'm waiting on you. And I make this clear if you need specific. Ship up or your ship or drowned in the Pacific. I'm waiting on you. No, no, so get off your ass if you're gonna do something. Right on my way if you won't do nothing. I'm waiting on you. And I make this clear if you need specific. Kick your West Coast ass back to New York City. Cause I'm waiting on you. No, no. And I'm waiting on you. No, no.
Awesome, man. I'm the only one clapping again because I'm the only one here. Member supported KX93.5 here in Laguna Beach.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Joe Taylor. That was a great song. And I wish I had the opportunity to see you live at a traditional venue. I'm just not sure if I'm going to be able to do that. I just work all the time, you know.
Well, I'm going to have to get a traditional venue somewhere around here.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that.
Have to work
soon.
On that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how long do we have you in SoCal for?
I'm probably going to be here till the. I'll be here till probably the end of May. However,
okay.
I'll be back though. More than likely, I'll be back in July.
Okay.
So
cool. I figured we can do something cool for our listeners, a live performance, if you will.
That'd be fun. I'd love that.
That's the cool thing about radio, man. You could dream up really cool things to do with listeners, cool things to do with artists, you know. And like I was talking to you off the air, like generate some viral content and make that stuff just blow up on Facebook, whatever.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's what we're all about. any music that, you know, tickles your fancy these days that's not actually your own music?
Yeah, you know, I have actually become just the biggest One Republic fan.
Oh, no kidding.
Just I just think the guy's brilliant.
Is that Ryan Tedder?
Yes. Yeah. When I finally, you know, he had a little bio going on. It was a couple of interviews he did that were online or YouTube or whatever. And the hands that he's got himself into, like just how many things he's done has been just insane. He's probably one of the most influential, popular today that the music business probably has. I would say hands down, because he's got himself in the writing, he's got himself in the performing. He can dance. He's got the look. He's got the GQ look. Are you kidding? He's got it all. So, but the writing is the part that impresses me the most.
From Ryan Tedder and One Republic.
Yep. So So if I'm impressed with anybody, that's pretty well the guy right now that's got me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you're living in New York right now. What part of town?
I live on the Upper East Side. I live in Captain Kangaroo's old building.
Yeah, you were telling me. So you still get Captain Kangaroo mail.
Alumni. Will you make a donation, please?
Really weird.
Mr. Keeshan.
That's interesting. But where are some venues that you'd like to play at home in New York?
I would say, you know, here's a funny thing. I would love to do a gig at Rockwood Music Hall. You know, somebody made a joke to me, because you kind of got it. It's kind of the cool thing. It's kind of like the hotel cafe in L.A. Rockwood is kind of that in New York.
Yeah.
And the story is that the joke that my friends make is that, dude, you're going to be playing Madison Square Gardens before they book you in Rockwood.
Right.
So, you know, so it's just the sound. There's a certain kind of vibe that they're kind of looking for. It's a great venue, but, you know, my vibe is a little different than
really? What sort of artists are they booking over there?
You know, they tend to do stuff that's very very underproduced, very like really off the cuff kind of stuff.
Really?
For me, I'm a little more, I might be a little bit too structured. So I may, you know, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's cool,
man. Structured, yeah.
I think your music would be appealing to a lot of people, Joe Taylor.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank you.
KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Hopefully you got some people listening around the country or back home in New York.
Maybe at Rockwood. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking around. I'm sure I get booked in there if I want.
Real quick, let's talk about the perils of being an independent artist. You're driving a rental car here in California, and what, just yesterday?
I had an accident.
That's too bad, man.
Yeah, well, man, 110 to 101, and the person driving in front of me was just... Listen, I'm from New York, so if you're going to go, you're going to go. But this person was hitting the brakes like every second. You know, one of those really nervous brakes. And my car just went right into the back. So
you walked in here. Fault. Yeah. Oh, man, that's too bad. Yeah. At least it was a rental. And you came in here, about an hour ago, showed up at our Pearl Street studios, and you were on the phone.
Yep.
You were getting people on the horn, insurance people back home trying to coordinate.
The claims adjuster.
Yeah, this is terrible, man. But now hopefully we could, you know, check our problems at the door and come into the studio, play some tunes, listen to some music.
Absolutely.
Right? Hopefully it's a better vibe in the studio.
The vibe was awesome.
Anything's possible. The record is the very latest. The full-length LP available now. Joe Taylor is the artist. He's in studio. Before we wrap it up, could I get another one out of you think?
Of course you can get another one out of
cool.
me. You can have as many as you like.
Very cool. Again, Joe Taylor live here. What did you figure you want to play now?
Well, since we're trying to have a really good vibe, I'm going to sing the sweetest tune. It was my first number one hit in Canada.
Beautiful.
There you go. It's a it's a happy song.
I love happy songs.
Happy.
Okay. KX93.5, it's Joe Taylor in studio.
I want someone that I cannot talk to. The world don't need another meaningless conversation between me and you. So if you wanna go to a dreamlike destination, don't you pack up all your sweet silence and leave room some inspiration. Let's drop right into the moment where the clock strikes no time soon. Lose ourselves in a hypnotic ocean. Find the sounds of the afternoon. Roll down your windows, try to find what matters. Just let the breeze sweep on through and clear away everything that chatters. What makes it so hard? It's a living unplanned journey.
ever-changing scenery help me to navigate life I can't foresee. Let's drive right into the moment where the clock strikes no time soon. Lose ourselves in a hypnotic ocean, find the sounds of the afternoon, and then we'll listen to the sweetest tune, and then we'll listen to the sweetest tune. Back in the city, beneath the smoggy skies, feel the tension try to seduce me until I close my eyes and drive right into the moment where the clock strikes no time soon. Lose ourselves in a hypnotic ocean, find the sounds of the afternoon, and then we'll listen to the sweetest tune. And then we'll listen, listen, listen to the sweetest tune.
Very cool. Joe Taylor in studio. That is live in front of my face at our Pearl Street studios. We are member-supported KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Joe, that was great, man.
All right. Thanks for having me, man.
You're very welcome.
I'm very flattered that you you brought me in, so thank you so much.
Any advice you would give to someone more or less in your shoes doing their independent, you know, music thing?
Yes, how not to. Let me see now. I guess the advice I would give is believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. And don't be afraid to try new things.
What was the last day job you had that wasn't music? Now, I'm assuming music is your full-time job now, right?
It's all I do.
That's awesome. What a blessing.
Well, thank you. Okay, well, here's the story. This is how my last day job happened. I was working selling furniture at a place called The Bay in Toronto. It's like, it'd be like Macy's or Kaufman's down here. And so I got a call from a friend of mine in New York who said, hey, what are you doing on the weekend? This was on a Thursday. Nothing. Well, we're looking for a bass player to sit in. Do you want to do a gig with us in New York? And I was like, okay, sure. So after that, I just I said, okay. So Saturday night, I was in New York doing my first gig in New York at the Bitter End, which is a very cool venue, and singing background vocals. And then I ended up, I finally moved back to New York permanently in 2004, and that's when I just, since then, I've just done this. This is all I do. So.
That's awesome, man.
Well, thank you.
So advice you would give is to just keep on keeping on?
Just keep on keeping on, and, yeah. And when you're at a point where you've hit the wall, just keep going, because that's when you normally do make headway, is when you've hit the wall, right. When you're broken. Then you pick yourself up again and just do it again, you know, just keep doing it.
Well, you have delved headfirst into this music thing, and you have given your life to the music gods, and so far it's working out for you, man. The music is great. You're certainly an artist down to the core.
Thanks,
and,
man.
And I think people could tell that definitely when they see you play live. Yeah. So Joe Taylor, again, the website is joetaylorofficial.com. joetaylorofficial.com. The next available time you can see him in Southern California is at Molly Malone's.
Yeah.
And that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow night at 7:50.
Cool.
$10 at the door.
Cool. Very cool. Joe Taylor, thanks again for coming. I know this is not the last time we're going to see you.
I'd love to come back, Mookie. Thank you so much.
I know. What a great...
You're awesome. You're doing a great job here. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. We're proud of our little community radio station. Again, Joe Taylor, we're going to have you sign the wall and everything before you get out of here. Here is something new from Crystal Fighters. It's called You and I, KX93.5.
Happy spinning, clapping, laughing, dancing.